USA News. I'm Dave Collins. An outbreak of tornadoes and strong thunderstorms across Mississippi and Alabama has killed at least 26 people. Search and rescue operations are ongoing, but first responders will have a rough job. The trail of destruction is over 100 miles, with at least 12 tornadoes hitting the area. The rural towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork, about 60 miles northeast of Jackson, Mississippi, bore the brunt of the damage. All but one of the deaths so far is in Mississippi. Idaho will now allow execution by firing squad. Julie Ryan has more.
Governor Brad Little signed the legislation Friday after the state has experienced difficulty in securing drugs needed to carry out lethal injections. Idaho is now the fifth state in the nation to allow death by firing squad. Others include Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. The law will go into effect July 1st.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is on the road to recovery. McConnell recently suffered a concussion rib fracture after a fall earlier this month. Earlier today, he announced he's been released from the inpatient physical therapy facility where he spent the last week recovering. He thanked people for their kind wishes and said that he looks forward to returning to work at the Senate. You might like what President Biden is trying to get rid of. John Schaefer explains.
President Biden is pushing Congress to get rid of what he calls junk fees. Those are hidden fees that add to the prices of concert tickets, hotel rooms, and airfare. Top White House economists say the fees cost Americans tens of billions of dollars each year. Lael Brainard, director of the National Economic Council, says they take real money out of the pockets of Americans and distort competition.
Crowds are growing as former President Trump gets set to kick off his presidential campaign in Waco, Texas. Organizers expect the event to draw some 15,000 supporters. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The House has passed a parental bill of rights to give parents more say in their children's classrooms. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy accused Democrats of being too extreme to believe parents should have a say in their students' education. Democrats have criticized the bill, arguing it makes it easier to ban books and out LGBTQ students. An explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory takes the lives of two people.
I heard a loud noise, like a roaring sound, and then I felt the room, the house shake.
The blast at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory in West Reading destroyed most of the building, left the rest in flames. The cause of the blast is still under investigation. SpaceX celebrating the 20th successful mission this year. The company sent another batch of 56 satellites into low Earth orbit from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The goal is to use the equipment to provide affordable internet access across the world. The launch marks SpaceX's 219th mission overall. John Wick is doing great at the box office. Deadline says John Wick Chapter 4 did great Thursday night previews. It's expected to rake in about $8 million, which is an opening night best for the franchise. The R-rated action movie with Keanu Reeves is on track to make at least $70 million domestically this weekend and $115 million globally. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.